The third principle of MI is role with resistance. There are many types of resistance that can emerge in a therapeutic relationship. Some of the more common types include arguing, challenging, negating, blaming, excusing, and minimizing. Research shows that increased resistance leads to worse treatment outcomes. In MI, the counselor's challenge is to roll with resistance when it arises while maintaining a collaborative environment. Resistance is not directly opposed or confronted. Rather, the counselor or coach works alongside the resistance by using techniques like reframing or providing a different perspective, normalizing ambivalence, or acknowledging that change has its negatives and can be difficult, and emphasizing personal control, or ensuring that clients know that they ultimately make the decision about whether and under what conditions they will change their behavior. People in pre-contemplation often perceive coercion even when it is not present. Helping them appreciate that you respect where they are at and can work with that can reduce resistance. Pressuring people to take action when they are not ready creates resistance due to perceived or real coercion. Reframing change from taking action to making progress also reduces resistance.